Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on-a-whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Joshua Boyle, well, he's certainly been in the news and continues to be as he faces criminal charges. And now his wife is accusing him of being very violent toward her while they were captives in Afghanistan. And there's also the tweet that Boyle sent out after his visit, his family's visit with Justin Trudeau, at the PMO. His tweet was, "Incidentally, not our first meeting with that Justin Trudeau. That was 06 in Toronto over other common interests. Ha ha." Well, as you no doubt know, Boyle was married to Omar Khadr's sister Zainab. Now, I'm not making a connection here between Trudeau and Khadr and Boyle. It's just that tweet is kind of rings around in the hollow parts of my brain, which are increasingly larger. Scott Newark joins us, former Alberta prosecutor, former executive director of the Canadian Police Association. Scott is also an adjunct professor at Simon Fraser University. I don't know where to start with this one. Where do you start?
Well, I mean, we've talked about this case several times and just how bizarre it is, and how, you know, what comes out of this guy's mouth changes repeatedly. He's given multiple different explanations about why they went to Afghanistan in the first place. But I agree with you. Right from the get-go, I think when it was released that this guy had, and his wife and kids had gone in to visit Justin Trudeau on Parliament Hill, I think everybody in the country went, why would Justin Trudeau meet with this guy? He was not meeting, as you know, he was not routinely meeting with families of people who'd been held hostage by Islamists. That was, in fact, exactly not the case. It was not officially announced. In fact, the public learned about it because, as you say, Joshua Boyle, you know, tweeted it and put out pictures of himself with his family and that bizarre quote. And so, number one, you start with, why would Justin Trudeau have met with this guy? And then, secondly, when he says that they had, you know, mutual interests from back in 2006, common interests, what exactly were those common interests? And what I also find, I can tell you, intriguing is that inclusion at the very end, ha ha, that's an expression of, I know something that you don't.
Yeah.
And it strikes me that as much as anything else, that was a message to Justin Trudeau. So, look, this case is going to unfold. We, as you recall, I believe to your annoyance, I speculated about what the nature of the charges might be and who the potential victims were. And this good, and congratulations to Andrew Duffy and the Ottawa Citizen for sticking to it and getting these documents from the civil action whereby his wife, Caitlin Coleman, was granted custody, because it includes this. This trial still has to play out, which is going to take place in the spring. He's got about 14 or 15 charges. We'll see what happens in terms of who the witnesses are. But at the end of the day, I think Canadians probably legitimately should be asking, number one, you know, why is it that Justin Trudeau decided to have this meeting? And two, what exactly, and I want to hear this from Justin Trudeau, not Joshua Boyle, what exactly were those common interests back in 2006?
Absolutely. We have the right to know that, because you have a criminal defendant who has brought this up, and he's saying he has a relationship, a longstanding relationship, with the Prime Minister of Canada, and they had common interests. Aha, here's a question for you. You probably have a much better idea than I. Does the public have a right to transcripts of private meetings in the PM in the Prime Minister's office?
No.
That's too bad.
No. I tell you, one of the things that you, in the tweet that you mentioned, he said that He had met with the PMO meeting. Was incidentally not our first meeting with Justin Trudeau. That was at 06 in Toronto.
Yeah.
Over other common interest. Ha ha.
Yeah.
I did a little checking around. Remember what happened related to Islamic terrorism in 2006 in Toronto?
The trial.
The arrests. Okay, that's what happened in, I believe it was in June of 2006, the Toronto 18.
Toronto 18. So that was the arrests, not the trial yet.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, but you know what? There were groups who actually went to protest.
Yeah, the Cotters were among them.
Pardon me?
The Cotters were among them.
That's correct, and I did some checking around. It is reported by people who were associates of the Cotter family that that is where Joshua Boyle first met the Cotter family, including Zainab Cotter, was when he went to join them for those protests.
And really? they thought of him as being a bit of a stalker, did they not?
They were a little bit, they thought he was a little bit sketchy. And then, remember, if he became the spokesperson and everything?
Yeah.
But so 2006, we know that Joshua Boyle in Toronto was actually meeting with the Cotters. I wonder if there was anybody else there.
I think it's a very salient question to ask, based on the tweet from Boyle.
Yeah.
Two, it clearly is.
And well, it is a tweet to
Trudeau. It's Boyle being self-important and saying, Justin and I have something in common, and you don't know what it is.
That's how I read it. Absolutely, well, and that's the reason why. It's one thing if that is the case with somebody, but this individual that he's speaking of is the Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah.
And for reasons we still have no explanation for, the Prime Minister of Canada, unlike other instances, decided to meet with this guy and his family without providing any explanation as to why that was the case. And so I'd like to know the details of that, because did that have any impact on any other actions? I don't know, but as you, I think, quite fairly pointed out, I think we have a right to ask that question and to get an answer.
Yeah. I hope it's just that they liked, lattes and croissants.
We'll see.
I hope. And Boyle's wife writes some very uncomplimentary things about what she says he did to her.
Yeah.
That's awful.
And she's been granted custody of the children, don't forget, as well, too.
Yeah.
Boyle is not allowed to have any contact with her or the children.
No.
Interesting. And that trial is coming up, and she's moved back to the United States to be with her family,
right,
which the judge specifically allowed. And as I say, the criminal charges for Boyle are coming up in a couple of months.
Okay. Scott, thanks for the time, always. Thank you.
All right, Roy.
Scott Newark, former Alberta Crown Attorney, and Executive Director of the Police Association, and Senior Advisor, Policy Advisor to the Federal Minister for Public Safety.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.